has issued an unprecedented order for civilians to evacuate Gaza City ahead of a feared ground offensive. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A spokesperson for Israel's military, Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Conricus, described the evacuation message that has been broadcast to some 1 million people living in Gaza.
This evacuation is for your own safety. You will be able to return to Gaza City only when another announcement permitting it is made. Do not approach the area of the security fence with the State of Israel.
The evacuation order sparked confusion amongst civilians and aid workers who were already running from days of Israeli airstrikes. The UN warned that so many people fleeing en masse would be calamitous. I'm Karen Chamas.
Less than a month before Hamas fighters blew through Israel's Iron Wall in an attack that would leave more than 1,200 Israelis dead, they practiced in a very public dress rehearsal. A 2-minute propaganda video posted to social media by Hamas on September 12th shows fighters using explosives to blast through a replica of the border gate, sweeping and then move building by building through a reconstruction of an Israeli town, firing weapons at human-shaped paper targets. Thousands of Jordanians took to the streets of downtown Amman on Friday to show their solidarity with Gaza. Tens of thousands of protesters demonstrated in countries in the Middle East and beyond on Friday in support of Palestinians and condemnation of Israel as it intensified its strikes on Gaza in retaliation for the Hamas assaults on Israel. Pro-Palestinian rallies were also planned in Rome, Munich, Istanbul, Belgrade, and other cities. This is VOA News. Kenya's cabinet has approved the deployment of 1,000 police to lead a multinational peacekeeping mission to Haiti to combat gang violence. The country's parliament must now sign off on the resolution. From January 1st until August 15th, more than 2,400 people in Haiti were reported killed, more than 950 kidnapped, and another 902 injured, according to the most recent UN statistics. Kenya's High Court on Monday barred the deployment approved by the UN Security Council earlier this month for 2 weeks until a challenge to the deployment filed by a local politician is heard on October 24th. Republican U.S. Representative Steve Scalise has ended his bid to become House Speaker after failing to secure the votes to win the gavel. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The stoppage escalates.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. After hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him.
Our conference still has to come together and is not there. There are still some people that have their own agendas.
But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A senior executive at the U.S.-based Ford Motors said Thursday the automaker is at the limit of what it can spend on higher wages and benefits for the United Auto Workers. Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite reports.
The stoppage escalated sharply this week when the United Auto Workers Union ordered a walkout at the firm's Kentucky truck plant. That is Ford's most profitable factory, accounting for about a sixth of its revenue. It makes big SUVs that are among some of the company's top-earning products. Ford says the Kentucky stoppage could push its supply chain towards collapse, and it says the strike may just slash profits and end up harming workers. But UAW boss Sean Fain insists Ford and other big automakers can do better than the current offer of pay rises of up to 23%.
Our strike is working, but we're not there yet.
Reuters correspondent Julian Sotherwaite. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday maintained a block on restrictions imposed by lower courts on the ability of President Joe Biden's administration to encourage social media companies to remove content deemed misinformation, including about elections and COVID-19. Well, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Hits. Only the Voice of America.